up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny. Hello. And Mr. Jordan Fringe is on vacation.
What?
He's on vacation. Fringe must happen, and he has went on vacation.
Merry Fringe Miss. Is he Santa? Wait, is he actually Santa?
You know what? That explains it.
Yeah, that does explain.
That explains it. Okay.
Fringe Miss confirmed.
I think we just discovered something here. Mr. Jordan Fringe is on vacation right now, but we are here ready to talk about all things Pokemon and obviously the random discussions we have along the way. We're going to talk about Pokemon Sleep, mm-hmm. Go, a new Pokemon set that also releases on the exact same day as another Pokemon set.
What?
We'll explain it all. All that and more coming up here on the Shadowless Podcast. But first, what we like to do every single week before we just dive right into all this stuff is we like to figure out what you've been up to. What have you been doing since we last talked?
Oh, my God.
So many things. Hi, Paris. Yeah. I didn't know we had a special guest.
Paris Hilton is here as well, as always.
She finally made it onto the podcast.
Is there anything you'd like to ask Paris while you're here?
No.
Not a single thing.
No, I got stage fright. I got nervous. I don't know what to say. Okay.
That's hot.
Yeah. Dude, the sound effects sound a little quiet, by the way. I don't know what's going on with them.
I did lower the soundboard a little bit.
Drama.
Because last week I asked people to come in with the feedback, right?
Yeah.
And I had a couple people say that the soundboard was a little too loud, so I did lower it this week. So I guess let me know if it's too low now.
Yeah, if we need to find a good in-between. Yeah, it's coming through quiet on mine, but maybe it's better for the, you know, the full recording that everybody is hearing. Right. So, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll give it just like a couple little.
Yeah, just a couple.
What are they called?
Notches.
Decibels.
Yeah, hit a little dBs. A couple little decibels.
Yeah, there we go. Nums.
Can we get a Paris? Can we get a that's hot?
I can give. Well, I'll give you a.
Very sexy.
Very good. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh my gosh. We had an exciting. So it was Christmas. It was the holiday season this past week. Had a lot of exciting, fun stuff. My parents came to visit.
Oh?
Yeah, they brought the dog in their RV, and they camped out at the beach for Christmas. A little tradition.
Is that a super-duper family tradition?
It has been over the last couple of years, and I actually really like it. I don't got to go really anywhere. I drive to the beach, you know? And it's like we get to like go and just walk on the beach and just goof off. Like it's not, you know, I don't know. It's peaceful. There's something quite zen about that. Yeah. It's like, hey, what are the busy Christmas plans that we've got? Oh, we might go look for sand dollars in the afternoon, and then we'll probably barbecue, and then just hang out in the RV. Like, that's it. That's the big Christmas plans, you know?
That's it.
It's real nice.
I know, it sounds relaxing.
Yeah, it's nice. So that's what I did last couple of days, over Christmas. And, I don't know, do we want to talk about this now, the big news story, or do we want to wait until a little later?
I mean, like, literally the big news story?
Literally the big news story.
All right, let's dive into it.
Hit me with a real breaking news real quick.
Oh, I don't know if I was going to give you that one.
Oh, but, come on! This is, like, the most relevant moment. Like, I can't think of another moment aside from the news segment where we would need real breaking news.
We save it for the news segment,
My gosh.
Can we see if a different one works?
Yeah. Try a different one. What do you mean a different one?
I don't know. We'll just find something different.
Okay.
Find something. Look, there's a Santa soundboard on here.
Okay, go ahead. Take the Santa one for a spin. Like jingle, like see. The jingly bells?
I don't know what any. I've never listened to any of them.
Yeah. Ba, ba, ba. Oh, that's it. Hey.
All right.
Hey, what's up? All right, so. Over this holiday season, my family and I, we were on the news. So this was super random, by the way.
Uh-huh.
We were eating breakfast on Christmas morning, and a newscaster came up to the RV and started, like, petting Zeus, the dog. He was sitting outside. Uh-huh. We were eating breakfast inside the RV. And this lady shows up with a camera, like a huge, like, news camera. It says, like, CBS News LA on the side of it. And she's like, explains what it is that she's doing a story on people who are camping on the beach for Christmas. The most niche, yeah, exactly. The most niche story. Like, it's so random. And she comes up and asks us if she can do an interview of us for their Christmas story about camping on the beach for Christmas. We're like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, in my head, I'm assuming this is going to be a tiny snippet on this, like, full story on the whole beach camping experience. Like, people taking their RV to this RV park on the beach, doing the thing, right? So she films us they were there for, like, probably at least 20, 30 minutes, like, just shooting random stuff. They, like, asked me a bunch of questions. They asked my dad some questions. And then, like, she's like, okay, I'll text you the link to the story when it's up. And this was on the cable, like, this was on CBS News in Southern California. And the whole story, Nate, the whole 2-minute full video story was just of our family and how we spent, literally the title was like, how the Sanchez family spends Christmas on the beach in Southern California. I was like, this is ridiculous. This is crazy. So this whole thing is like our full family. They got like photos that were on like the fridge of like our family when we were younger and stuff, like all the family photos on the fridge. They got footage of the dog. They got footage of us like just like, yeah, it was like full all-encompassing story about us on the beach. And I thought it was so funny. It was so random.
I mean, that's definitely like a Christmas to remember.
Oh my God. You know what I mean?
Because like you'll talk about that for like the rest of the Christmases, right? Like next year you're gonna bring it up and be like, remember that one time that the camera crew showed up randomly?
Yeah. And it was like really cool too, because we FaceTimed my brother, and my brother was in the news story too. Like we got him on there on the camera. Like it was like seriously a whole thing. Like the whole family was in on it. But yeah, that was like, that will be a story that comes up for, I think, the rest of our Christmases.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Will be. Yeah.
So we got some like behind the scenes pictures. And then like they even had, when they published a story, it's got like, you know how when they put the lower third, that's got your name on it. So it says like Danny Sanchez, and underneath it, it says beach goer. That was my like tagline. That was my big header. It's like, I'm a beach goer.
They really put some thought into that one.
Yeah.
Beach goer.
I'll be going to the beach.
I mean, that's true. They're not lying.
Yeah.
You did go to the beach.
But yeah, it was so funny and so random and like made our day. So yeah, that was on Christmas Day. And then we actually ended up going to Venice Beach, which me and you have gone to together at one point.
Yeah, that was the only time I've ever been there.
Yeah.
That was the first time I was in LA. You took me to the Venice Beach.
Yeah. And I did. So Sarah went with us too. And we were just walking around. My parents and Sarah and I were just walking around. And I was like, yeah, Nate came here one time. And I think he probably still tells the story of how traumatic the traffic was driving back from the beach.
It was pretty traumatic. Dude, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So we were in the car. There had to have been at least an hour and a half drive back to my apartment after the beach. And it's not that far away.
I fell asleep for at least 30 minutes. At least in the back seat, and I never, ever fall asleep on car rides, ever.
Oh my God.
And I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I remember literally looking like we were in the exact same spot as when I fell asleep.
Yeah, we probably hadn't moved far on that stretch of the 10. That's just, yeah, it was bad. That was bad. I have learned since then, because I was very shortly, like within a few days of me moving to Los Angeles, I now know to not take the 10. During specific hours. It's just not worth your time. It's not worth your time.
It's it. No, it's not.
But, dude, yeah, that I think about that often. Too. I was like, yeah, that was one to remember. That yeah, and the little Tokyo incident that we don't speak of with the...
Right.
Yeah, don't bring that up. With the...
Stop.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the fart sound. You remember the fart. Anyway, so...
Yeah, no, it was interesting trip overall. That's
dude,
all.
Dude, oh my gosh. But yeah, so the full thing at the beach was like such a fun experience. Normally we'll like ride some bikes and just like go along the boardwalk. This time we just decided to walk because we had the dog, and so we didn't want to do, you know, too much. I just drove over there. But it was a good time. It was a good Christmas. We just got to FaceTime the rest of my family, so that was it. It was nice. We were on the nose.
Did Santa bring any gifts?
Oh, yeah. Santa got me some stuff.
Oh,
a couple of items.
Okay. Anything that you can reveal that Santa may have brought you?
So Santa actually decided to drop my gift off a little bit early because I got that espresso machine.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So that was the gift. And I told Santa, I was like, y'all, I know this thing at the time when it was purchase was like $550 or something. I was like, Santa, just so you know, I can pay for half of this if you'd like. So that's a pretty big ask. But Santa guaranteed me it would be okay, but I would only be getting one gift. So, yeah, it was pretty good. But it was kind of funny because I was told, so my mom was like, hey, could you wrap up the box? Because you could have it now, right? Wrap up the box and we'll have you open the box on Christmas. And she told me, she was joking, like on Christmas Day, she was like, oh, I was just messing with you. And I literally wrapped up that box and brought it with me to Christmas, you know?
Just the box, like just the box, or was the item still
box.
Inside of it?
No, the box, oh. I've been using the item for like weeks, right? You remember when I got the espresso machine, right? They had them in a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was probably, yeah.
Yeah, it was sometime after Thanksgiving. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny because she was like, no, I did not expect you to actually wrap up the box that you got the gift in. And but I did it. That was my present. Big one. But yeah, we had a lot of...
Mom punked you.
No, she got me good.
She got you. She punked you.
But yeah, my mom got a couple of fun little gifts. Oh, you were actually in one of the gifts, oddly enough. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was?
So, yeah. Okay. So, well, one of them was parrot Legos, which is super fun. So a little parrot Lego set, like a 3-in-1 kit. So we got her some Legos. The other item, I want you to guess. This has you in it. What do you think?
Like a picture of me in it?
Yeah.
What would it have been? And it was a gift for your mom?
Yeah. From my brother and Sid and I. The whole family. The kids.
What would it have...
It's a fan favorite gift. I have to tell you, I think it almost brought a tear to her eye. It was so cute.
It's a fan favorite gift.
Yeah, we've gotten her this gift before.
I have no idea. Like, I honestly could not think of what it would be. It's not just a picture. Like, it's an item, not just a picture.
Yeah, it's an item. It does have, like, a use outside. I don't know if she actually uses it for the use, but it is an item. It has multiple pictures.
Yeah, like a collage.
Mm-hmm.
And the item itself is a fan favorite?
The item with the photo. We've gotten her this specific item with pictures of our family and stuff on it before. Like, in years past for Christmas.
Is it a charcuterie board with pictures on it? favorite. I don't know.
Bro, that would be nuts. We did make a charcuterie board for Christmas. It was not.
Well, that's what made me say that because I knew you have in the past and you said that it's something that we've gotten her before.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a good idea, though. We get a custom made charcuterie board with photos of us on it.
And then just constantly just you chopping.
Slicing it.
Chopping heads off from the charcuterie board.
Okay, well,
honestly, I'm going to have to give up because I really just have no clue.
Yeah, and it's tough because I don't even know how to give hints without fully giving it away. I'll just tell you what it is. It's pretty fun. It's a calendar that's got photos in it for, like, the entire year of, like, all my family and all of our adventures. So you made it in on the calendar. So actually, it's funny because I was on FaceTime with Ando when I was wrapping this gift. And I was like, dude, check out this calendar I got from my mom. My brother and I made it. We're flipping through. And I forgot. I just sent my brother a bunch of photos to put in on it. And him and his wife, like, collaged them in there. And so we get to the month of my birthday. And he put all pictures of me and my friends on that one. And Ando was in the picture, too. It was a picture of us at Worlds where me, you, Lee, and Ando were, like, at the Worlds desk, like, you know, pretend playing. And we were the judges.
Yeah.
That photo made the Sanchez family calendar for the month of October. But yeah, I thought it was funny too because Ando was in it, and I didn't even remember that until I was like quality controlling it before I packaged it up. And I was like, oh, you guys made it! So you guys are in there, and my mom pointed it out too. She's like, oh, that's your friends that you went to Japan. She's so cute. Anyway, so she loved her gifts. My dad got an air fryer and a year supply of People magazine subscription, you know?
Magazine?
Yeah, he wanted a year subscription to People magazine. And I found out this afterwards because he loves, like word puzzles and, like, Ken, you know, Ken Kens, like the little number puzzles and stuff.
I thought that was Sudoku.
It's similar to Sudoku. Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, so, like, that style of thing. And, I got him this subscription of People magazine, and it turns out he wanted the People magazine for the crossword puzzles or whatever, the Sudoku thing in the back. back. But we already got him a book of puzzle things. Like, we already got him a Ken Ken book. And he's like, oh, you know why I wanted this, right? And I was like, why? And he's like, whoa. And
then he's like, I'm going to go do it right now. I'm going to do it right now.
He flips to the back and it's got the puzzles in it.
Like, I'm sure there's probably like a People magazine crossword book.
Yeah. I wonder.
I'm going to look right now on Amazon.
Dude, if that's the case, I have the perfect gift for next year.
People crossword puzzle. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Does he like the ones about the celebrities?
I don't know. And that's why I'm like, I'm going to have to like ask my mom to do some deep dive, like some recon on there to see which puzzles he's doing. Because if it's like a specific type, then we'll just get him a whole.
There's ones that are just about celebrities.
Okay.
But then there's another one that specifically says People Magazine crosswords.
Okay, that's probably it. That's the one. People Magazine. Because if it's the one that's inside, if it's the one that's inside of those People magazines, that's so funny. I was cracking up because I was like, it's funny that he wants that. Like, he's not like that type of guy where he's that in on like the celebrity gossip and all of that stuff that he would want a full magazine every week of it. But yeah. I was like, well, let's see what he asked for. Like, maybe he's like doing something new. He's like in on something. He started watching whatever, The View. I don't know. But yeah, I thought that was really funny. Anyway, so yeah, good Christmas all around. We had a lot of fun. It was good.
That's
and
good.
My parents are leaving today, so they had like a few... They stayed here for more than just Christmas at the beach.
All right.
How was your week? Oh, wait, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, anything else? Is that mainly the highlight of what happened?
Dude, yeah, we got to dance with Santa at Venice Beach. You see me and Sarah dancing with Santa?
I did.
Yeah,
that
was real nice. That was real nice. I'm trying to think of anything else I did. No, dude.
That's pretty much it. Just prepping for the big holiday.
I did. So, and this is something, it's an ongoing process I was telling you about. I did put in an application at a kitty rescue to potentially. Why are you like that? I've been wanting a cat for so long, since I was a child. Hey, no, not that. That's like a lion or something. A tiger.
Okay.
It sounded like a lawnmower. Or a frog.
One was a lion, one was a tiger.
Oh, okay, wait, play him again.
Okay.
Tiger. Lion. Correct? Please, no. That was
What's
a
that,
don-
one,
that was a donkey?
No, that was not.
What?
Was You're right mule? On the other two. Nope.
What is that? I have no idea what that could be if it's not. Is it like a horse-like creature? Pony?
You could ride it like a pony.
Goat.
It's a seal.
What? That's crazy. All right, my palate's not refined enough. My ear palates aren't refined. I can tell the difference between the two types of big cats, but not...
Right.
The entire genre of what a sphiel, like, sphiel. versus a goat. That's tough.
You know, that's how you know that you're really into Pokemon is when you can't think of the actual animal's name.
Yeah.
Because that happened to me one time really bad at a zoo, and there was seahorses.
Oh my
god. And I kept horsies. Calling them horsies. Yeah, and then I could not think of the name. I was like, what are they called in real life? What are they called? And it took me probably like a solid minute
to remember
that they're seahorses and not horsies.
Horsies. Yeah, I feel like there's so many creatures like that that are obviously Pokemon just base their creatures off of the real life thing. That I'm like, it is, I don't know. It's kind of fun. That's like a real life horsey. You don't need to know it's a seahorse. How big are those guys? They're probably little guys, right?
Yeah, little fellas.
I want to go see some of those I would say in the wild, but I don't think that's a possibility currently. You gotta learn how to scuba dive first.
I mean, there's some Pokemon that are just like, their names are so close to the real life names
like
that it's...
Seal.
Like, yeah, exactly, like Seal.
But I said Sphiel, dude. It wasn't even like, there's
Yeah,
two
that one, I don't know. You're on your
literally
own.
Literally pronounced the same. By the way, I'm now on Neil the Seal TikTok. Are you familiar with Neil the Seal?
I'm not. What is Neil the Seal?
Okay, so it's obviously a seal. But the seal in, I believe it's in Australia. There is a seal that like openly roams this beach town in, once again, I think it's Australia. But He kind of like, he's just there. Everybody's aware that this seal just kind of like exists, and he'll be like, you know, walking through, just like plopping around, going through the town to like knock over street cones, just in general wreak havoc in like a minor inconvenience kind of way. And it's really cute. But everybody, I keep seeing all these videos of Neil the Seal, like just, you know, sitting in front of somebody's parked car so they can't leave, or like, you know, just knocking over something just like because he's a seal and he can do that.
He's causing mayhem.
Yeah, literally. And he's just like the neighborhood local legend, Neil the Seal. But it's all over my feed. I think I liked one too many videos and just won't stop showing up now.
Yeah, I don't like the videos. No, you're messing up your whole algorithm.
No, because I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. Look at this seal. He's a town figure. Nah, that seal could run for mayor in that town and it would probably win.
Guaranteed. So?
Yeah. They'd be like, Neil! And it depends on how unserious the residents are. I would vote for a seal just for fun.
Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Why not?
Go for it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Exactly. Well,
how did your Christmas go? How did your week go, your holiday season in the past week?
It went good. It went good. Obviously, like, just a lot of prepping for the mentally prepping. Not physically prepping, but mentally prepping for the big day.
The big day?
Like Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
What'd you have to get around?
I'm not the biggest holiday person.
I'm not
into holidays.
Your Instagram post where you're decorating the tree, it was so cute. You had all the little ornaments and your beautiful tree and your beautiful little family.
Everything was Pokemon.
Yeah, it's all Pokemon.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Our entire house is literally Pokemon.
That makes sense.
I'm just not like super into it. Right? Yeah. Like, I get into it a little bit, but I'm not like, ooh, we're going to watch a Christmas movie every single night, and we're going to bake all these cookies. You know, I don't, like, get into it on that level. And I'm just kind of like, I'm like, ready for it to be over type of thing. You know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, and one of the big reasons for that for me is that it's what, like, November 1st is when you start seeing, like, all the holiday stuff, and you're just like, man... Can we, like, at least let Thanksgiving happen first, and then we can move on to the next one?
Dude, yeah, and I mean, even then, I think it's, like, it is, like, a weird thing for a lot of people, I think. Because it's, like, I don't know, you don't have to celebrate this holiday, but even if you yourself are not celebrating, you're like, oh, I don't really want to do that. You know, it's, like, you know, have to do the holiday. Everything around you is themed, like, that very specific thing that happens on that day that's, like, a month or two from when, you know... Yeah, when you're seeing all these decorations and all this stuff out at the store and all this music playing on the speakers.
Well, it's like just... the same four songs in rotation in every single store that you go to, right? Like you walk into Kohl's and it's like, da-da-da-da, jingle bell. And then, you know, you go into Target and da-da-da-da, jingle bell. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm stuck in some sort of Twilight Zone vortex.
Yeah, this is messed up, man.
But I don't hate the holidays, and I'm saying holidays overall. Like, I'm not picking out one specific holiday. I'm just saying overall. But you know, I enjoy them. I just don't go to the extreme, is what I'm saying.
I think it is interesting that some, because I've had roommates and stuff that really, really get into it. Like, my family's, like, into it. You know, we get the decorations out. We got, you know, I don't know, like, random Christmas. We got the Christmas lights. We got all that stuff. But I remember I had some roommates in college that were, like, so deep into it. And they, like, loved Christmas. And it was like that where they would, like, get out all their Christmas stuff. And then they'd watch Christmas movies every night. And then they'd be, like, way in advance, like, trying to, you know, get all their Christmas stuff around for everybody's, you know, all the gifts and, like, all of this and that. And, like, decorating everything. That's kind of a lot. Like, it's, like, a little straining because it's, like, so focused on this thing.
There's, you know, there's some people that, like Christmas, like, all year long. You know what I mean? Christmas. Like, there used to be those Christmas stores.
Ooh.
Do you remember those? Well, it was like they just sold Christmas stuff, like, all year long.
I think there might still be one of those in Frankenmuth. I don't know if you ever go up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
I've never heard of it.
What?
Yeah, there's a
Christmas store there called Bronner's. I'm pretty sure it's open all year round. If not, I think, I don't know. That's, like, the one instance I remember that. But I know what you're talking about. Where I feel it's like you'll be in the middle of the summer and you're like, why is there a Christmas store that's open at this mall right now and people are in there looking for Christmas stuff?
I feel like it was just called the Christmas store.
What?
Yeah.
A store called the Christmas store?
I thought it was maybe. Maybe it's not.
I don't know. You could have one, you know, if you have one in your town that's like been a thing, that's totally, you know, a thing.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. I just felt like it was at one point.
When you were a kid, either way, your family would always take, hey, we're going to go to the Christmas store.
Mom, it's July.
We're going to go to the Christmas store.
Oh, dude, we're gonna go to the beach. We're gonna go get some swimming trunks. Let's go to the Christmas store.
Oh my gosh.
No, so I was just like kind of mentally prepping for it all week long. Obviously still doing like all my normal stuff, you know, filming videos and stuff like that. And you know, then Christmas came and you know, saw my parents and just kind of chilled at home most of the day.
Did you have, like, a meal? Did you? My family's really big on food. No. We're, like, big food people. You didn't, like, have a little dinner or something? That's chill. Did Santa come?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Did Santa,
you know what?
Santa dropped off?
He might have came, but he definitely didn't leave any presents.
What?
He definitely didn't leave any presents.
You sent me a text, and you're like, I hope Santa left you lots of gifts. But Santa didn't bring you any gifts?
You know, I'm going to write a letter to Santa. Inflation is high this year, all right? I'm going to save some stress on your pocket, Santa. My gift to you is to not get me anything.
Whoa. That's very noble of you.
Yeah.
I do appreciate a good, like, because I'm assuming you're doing that because it's less stressful. You don't got to worry about getting presents, and it seems, like, slightly unnecessary if it's not something you're, like, dying to get, right? Is that why you guys don't do presents, or is there like?
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up. Have we told you that before?
I feel like that makes the most sense. I feel like you probably told me that, and that's why.
Yeah,
that makes the most sense.
I was gonna bring that up. Marie and I actually don't get each other anything for Christmas at all, and the reason we did when we first started dating, and then I think like maybe the first 2 or 3 years that we were married, we got each other stuff. And then we kind of just, like, sat down, like, randomly and had a conversation and was like, what if we just didn't get each other anything? And then we're just like, oh, my gosh, that sounds like a fun idea.
So easy. Wow, that would actually be great.
Because it was like we would always – because getting presents can be stressful.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on it, for sure.
You're just like, I just want to get them, like, a gift that they genuinely will like, that they won't, like – take to Goodwill or something or re-gift. You're like, I want to like get something useful. And I think it just got too stressful for the both of us. And so our gift to each other is like, just don't worry about it. Like we literally get each other stuff all year long. Like we just randomly surprise each other with like gifts and stuff. So we get each other stuff all year long and are doing things together all year long. Let's take one day to where we're like, we don't get each other something, right?
Yeah, and I feel like that's nice, too, because when you, assuming, like, in my head, you guys are getting gifts for each other, and you're like, oh, I see this thing that she wants, or, like, I know she's been wanting this item, so I'm gonna get it for her. It's not, like, forced, where it's like, okay, on this day's coming up, like, I gotta think of something that she might want. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense, actually. That feels more natural than, like,
and then for birthdays, we typically do, like, some sort of, like, going and doing something, right? Yeah. It's not necessarily like, here's a physical gift. It's like, here's what I've planned for us.
Yeah. Sky Zone. You ever go to Sky Zone?
With Discovery Zone.
Discovery Zone?
You don't remember Discovery Zone?
No.
What do you mean you don't remember Discovery
Zone? What's Discovery Zone?
Look at it.
I was talking about the trampoline place.
It was like Chuck E. Cheese, but like next level Chuck E. Cheese.
What?
Like, had all these crazy sky tubes and everything that you would crawl through.
Discovery Zone. Okay, let me look up images. Oh, wait.
You,
I've never seen this in my life.
Someone out there listening is very upset right now. Very, very upset.
Oh, dude, yeah, you should do a birthday here. What the heck? Yeah, I was talking about the trampoline.
People are mad now.
No, nobody's going to be mad. What was that? If I haven't heard of Discovery Zone, There's got to be somebody else out there that has
it. Well, it's out of business now. So
oh, no. Wait,
it's no
really?
Longer around. The yeah, it's thing? Defunct.
Man. Well, we yeah, should sorry. Start another one, and then we can spend birthday there. Maybe.
I believe, if I remember correctly, I believe Chuck E. Cheese bought them, and then it went out of business.
Drama. They, like, did the thing where they killed their competitor. They did the thing. Yeah.
I wanna say maybe that's what happened. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, though.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I'm looking at the Wikipedia thing on it, and it says that the owner was independent, and then Blockbuster Video owned them for 2 years. Hilarious.
Okay, it was Blockbuster then.
And
okay.
That was in 95, though, and they sold it in 97 to another company that I do not recognize.
Okay, so maybe I was thinking of Blockbuster owning part of it at one point.
Oh, no, because they're underneath there, it also says successor, Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, wait, really?
So maybe they turned them into Chuck E. Cheese's. Yeah. I don't understand. So maybe this Wellspring Associates that owned them is the company that owns Chuck E. Cheese. I have no idea. I don't know how. Dude, businesses are so weird. Isn't
okay,
it weird?
So let's read this right here. It says, in April of 1999, Discovery Zone re-entered bankruptcy, this time with the abrupt closure of half of their locations on June 30th. That same year, and being unable to alert those with reserved parties, 13 locations were sold to CEC Entertainment, owner of Chuck E. Cheese, who attempted to accommodate last-minute party reschedulings over the following days. So they, like, literally took it over for a few days.
What the heck? This is so
Can you
random.
Imagine, like, having your party there on, like, literally, like, the last few days it's in business? And you're like, yeah, don't mind those people just, like, tearing down everything over there.
Yeah. It's... Mom, I'm scared. That's bad. That's tough. Yeah, I've never heard of I'm sure I have heard of it at some point. I do not recall hearing of Discovery Zone.
It says, by the end of 2001... the remaining 205 locations were shut down.
Dang, man.
So 2001 is when it went out of business.
Well, Nate, I would have been a baby. I was like 5 years old when it shut down.
You could have still went.
Just a baby.
I'm just saying.
That's so true. I could have gone. But I would have been like, you know, I don't know if I would have gone. However, I feel like I probably went to Chuck E. Cheese when I was like five, right?
When's the last time you've been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Bro, we should go. Can we just go, or is it weird? It's weird.
I don't know if you can just go or not.
I don't think we can just go. I don't know.
I know you can order, like, a... You can, like, DoorDash it.
I kind of want to do that for the meme of it. Right? Hey, man, I'm really craving some pizza.
How about Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese. That's ridiculous. So the more you
I know,
know
recently Chuck E. Cheese just took out of all their locations, took out all the animatronics.
Yeah, I think I saw some like post article something about that. Do you think it was associated with Five Nights at Freddy's? Or do you think it was an independent operation? They're like, oh, I think it's time to get rid of
it. I think it was a cost thing, because cost and a generational thing, right? Mm. So I think like a younger generation is not impressed by these robotic animatronic things like we were back in the day.
Yeah, well, there's new technology. They could do holograms or something. Yeah,
exactly. And also the cost-cutting measure of just like if one would break down, like you'd have to have people come in and fix it, right? So there's probably a lot of cost associated with that. But
it's like
there
the McDonald's ice cream machines, you know, get maintenance on those pups.
Which I believe there was a lawsuit on that, and it just got to the point to where like people are able to, like, if you have a franchise
of
McDonald's,
news on this? They can have somebody come and fix it on their own, like,
yeah, like they don't have to go through McDonald's now. Like, there was a lawsuit
holy cannoli. That one was probably a messy one. I wasn't super deep in on that, but apparently there's like one company only that can fix those.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, so like the whole world's McDonald's stores is like relying on this one company to fix their ice cream.
I heard something crazy about McDonald's I gotta share, but anyway, let me finish about the Chuck E. Cheese thing real fast. There's one Chuck E. Cheese location that still has the animatronics.
Which one?
It's in California somewhere. It's not in LA, but it's in California, and it's one location, and it's supposed to be like the nostalgic location or something. But yeah, so there's one location where you can go still see the animatronics.
All right, next time you're out here, we're taking a little drive. Take a little cruise.
We absolutely should. Absolutely should.
That'd be an adventure for sure.
I know way too much about Chuck E. Cheese. I was obsessed with it as a kid. And then, yeah, I really was. And then as an adult, like, then you start, I started, like, deep diving into just, like, all the history and stuff of it. So I know way too much about Chuck E. Cheese.
Dude, that's so funny. We didn't have, you know, one just, that like, was, like, super random, close to us.
It's just, like, those random things you latch onto when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
I could see why a kid would be obsessed with Chuck E. Cheese. They kind of, like, really set it up for that. They make it, like, the best thing ever.
Honestly, the mouses that talk. Yeah. Everything's a mouse. The mascot's always a mouse.
Why is everywhere. That? Ooh, that would be a really interesting deep dive, like for a documentary, like a some kind of YouTube documentary or something.
I'm
like,
sure
why
there is.
Main character, like Mickey Mouse, Pikachu, like why are they all mouses? Chuck E. Cheese? That's weird.
Pikachu?
That's suspicious. Yeah.
All right, Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Yeah.
What the heck's up with that?
Northridge, California.
That is very close, dude.
Oh, is
it? In LA? Yeah, well, it's in Northridge.
Oh, it is in LA.
Yeah. It's in the valley.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that's the only one that still has the animatronics.
Okay, next time you visit, we can literally drive there. It's like 40 minutes.
We can see the animatronics?
Yeah. If we're allowed to go in, can just two grown adults, is it okay to just go in there and hang out? I don't know. I think it's fine.
I've seen, like, TikToks and stuff, people going in there and, like, visiting it, so.
Yeah, we just go in there, have a good time.
Well, see, it's supposed to be, like, the legacy nostalgic store, so it is. Assume that they expect, like, you know, a lot of people to come there and reminisce
on,
like, old animatronics.
Previous Chuck E. Cheeses.
Oh, look, there's the millennials up there viewing the animatronics again.
We're all, like, 80 years old looking at the animatronics they still got in there. Like, I remember these.
This McDonald's thing blew my mind. Like, I was flabbergasted by it. And it was this dude on TikTok, right? And I'm sure some people have seen him before, but like he's a corporate chef. He used to be a corporate chef at McDonald's.
Okay.
And he was talking about like why McDonald's in the US never introduces like new items.
Okay.
Because like McDonald's items are like always the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But like Taco Bell has always has something new, or right, like Burger King always has something new, right? So like, why doesn't McDonald's have new stuff? And it's because there's so many McDonald's in the U.S., and McDonald's in the U.S. is like, he said something like around 80% of their revenue comes from just the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Right? And so that there's so many locations and it would take so much of an item, right? Like if they wanted to introduce something new, it would take so much of an item that it would disrupt the supply chain for that item. And he used an example that like they wanted to introduce something with blueberries in it. And it was like a whole debacle. And if McDonald's did it, it would have used up, like, the entire world's supply of blueberries.
That's
And it would have
ridiculous.
Messed up the entire blueberry chain.
So the whole world runs out of blueberries because McDonald's...
Because McDonald's had to use blueberries for something. And so, like,
oh my
how wild
God.
Is that? That, like, McDonald's could just interrupt the food chain because there's just so many locations that they have to cater to.
That's shocking. Well, I did know, and this was a while ago, that this was a public thing, that whatever fish that they use in their Filet-O-Fish, I think at one point they either had to swap it or they had to do something different with the fish because they were literally, like, running that fish. Like, they were, like, running out of that fish. Like, they were...
I mean, that's wild to think.
Fishing too think much about. Of the fish, or they couldn't farm it fast, or whatever the situation was. But it was something crazy like that, like... One business can completely disrupt an ecosystem supply of whatever it is. Blueberries, fish.
Yeah. So it's like, that's why wild. You always see, like, different items at McDonald's, like, outside of, like, U.S. McDonald's.
Interesting.
You know, like, we went to the McDonald's in Osaka when we were in Japan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, way different items on there in addition to the regular items.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they could introduce items that are using all ingredients that they already use in their supply stuff. Like, if that would be okay, or if it's, like, anything additionally. It's just like too big of a shift.
It probably is too big of a shift, honestly.
Oh my gosh. They'd have to let like they'd have to let some facet of whatever production know like years in advance.
Probably.
Hey, start making a whole industry. Hey, start making more of this because we're going to buy it next year.
We would like to introduce strawberries to the menu.
We're going to need one.
So we're hoping by 2030 we can have enough strawberries.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
that's wild.
Jeez,
that's wild.
Man.
Overall, it was a nice holiday Christmas
week.
Dude,
we got so far away. How did we get there?
I don't even know. I don't know. Yeah, but it was anyway, a good time. Enjoyed it. I cleaned out my garage a little bit as well.
Nice. Just like randomly, just did some little spring cleaning, little holiday cleaning.
Yeah, I just went out to that garage and just started throwing things away.
Dude, I need to do that with my closets and stuff in here. It's getting pretty full.
You go through it, and I'm like, why did I hold on to this?
Yeah.
Why?
Some of it is just hard because you're like, it's stuff that like holds value in some capacity, so you don't want to like completely throw it out, or it feels wasteful to throw it out, but you're like, I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do I do?
I think I threw away like probably 20 adapters, and I had no idea what any of them went to. It's just like random adapters. They're all shaped differently. I was like, why did I keep all these?
Yeah, what am I doing with this? That makes sense. Those I actually generally, if it's like a cable or a cord or something, I just have a big, little tote just full of all of my...
Yeah, I have the same thing.
Yeah, all of my cables and stuff.
And that's why I was like, I got a huge tote inside with like the stuff already. So like, why did I keep this stuff? One. Why am I keeping my car insurance ID from like 2015?
For the memories, Nate.
There was some things that I did keep, because like early on YouTube, I would like take notes for like video ideas.
Oh, and yeah, I love that.
Stuff like that. So I kept all of that stuff.
Very good. Yeah, some of it, like if you could look back on it later, but I don't think your car insurance, you need to be like, ah, yes, I had Progressive in 2015. It was a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't need to keep that. So.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Tossed it all.
Well, I'm glad you got some cleaning going. Yeah, I think I need to do that here within the next couple of weeks just to, like, reset my space, because I've noticed a bit of clutter stacking up, you know, and it doesn't need to. It doesn't need to.
Now's a good time to just get that done, right? You don't need to wait till spring. Do it now. Start off the year fresh.
Yeah, I always thought that was just, like, a saying. Is that, do people actually take that and be like, oh, I'll wait till spring to do my spring cleaning?
Yeah, I think maybe it's because the weather is warmer, so you can actually, like, open up the windows and stuff like that, and, like, fresh air, and you're, like, cleaning things. You go outside and, like, get the dust off the rug and all that stuff.
Just the thought of that is making my nose, like, feel like I have to sneeze. Like, were you talking about getting the dust off? So I'm like, achoo! You know?
Achoo! Just pick your nose.
No, I don't pick my nose.
There you go.
I have picked my nose before, but not right now.
I know you got that booger wall going on.
Dude, the booger... No, it's not a booger wall.
No, you got the booger wall going on.
Booger wall.
Hey, you know what we should do?
What?
Let's continue this podcast.
That is so true. What do you have to drink?
Oh, I got some things.
Yeah? Multiple things?
I got some things over here. I got one for the podcast and then one that's just for funsies for the day.
This can't be a real thing.
It's just a little hoo-hoo ha-ha.
It's not a little hot. It's a podcast drink. You're drinking it during the podcast. Podcast drink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Paris. As a Paris, like, oh, my God, I can't believe you don't believe that this is a podcast drink. What is it?
Oh, I forgot to mention, Paris will be on the podcast next week.
Next
week. We were able to book Paris, so.
Special guest. That's hot.
Next week.
Next week.
Not.
Huh?
I love
that scene. Not.
Now, Paris, unfortunately, will not be on the podcast next week, so.
Maybe the week after.
I tried. I sent a DM. I sent an Instagram DM and was like, hey, next week.
Hi.
You down for the Shadowless podcast? That's it.
Yeah.
No other context. I didn't introduce myself. Nothing. I just assumed that she knows what it is.
Yeah, she was down, right? It was just a scheduling conflict thing. She was like, oh my gosh,
I think so.
Totally. I love your podcast. I'd love to come on. Let me know. I'm busy that week.
I thought she put it in her schedule because it said red. And so I just assumed that
it was
like,
read it.
Let me go ahead and schedule it. Yeah.
Put it on the calendar already. Right.
Yeah, so I just
Right.
And then I sent an email, and then I got one back from her agent, Mailer Damon. You know Mailer Damon?
No.
No. Mailer Demon?
What are you talking about? You lost me on that one. I thought you were going to say, Oh, go ahead.
That's from a Workaholics
episode. Oh, man. I thought you were going to say, like, Donat's reply.
No. Do you know, you remember back in the day when you would, send an email and then you would get, a reply that was called, Mailer Demon?
No.
Wait, you don't remember that?
No. Mailer Demon?
Yeah.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let's look this up.
I do live under a rock, but maybe Mailer Damon? Damon? What is Mailer Damon?
I guess it's not Demon. So is it Damon?
Yeah. I still have never heard of this in my life.
It's a computer program that manages undeliverable emails.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible, if I got a return to send or one that didn't go through, maybe I didn't notice that that's what the whatever. I don't know if that is that what the email address says or something in the email.
Yeah, you just get it back. And
that's crazy. Mailer Damon. Damon.
So, yeah, that was the joke, was that.
It didn't get, it got returned to sender.
But, yeah, but you think it's from the agent, and the agent is Mailer Damon.
Damon.
It's a Workaholics episode. You gotta go.
You just have to watch it to know.
Gotta go watch it. That's the
You love your Workaholics. I have seen that, and I watched some of those episodes. Like, it was when it first came out, though, and I don't think I ever followed up with, the newer ones. You know?
Oh, you should. You absolutely should. You absolutely should. Did you put something in the chat here?
Oh, a while ago. Yeah, it was when we signed on. It was when we signed on, and Nate goes, I can't hear you. And I can see my mic levels moving. Like, it says that my microphone is on and working, and I can hear him, but he can't hear me. In the most infuriating...
It just started alerting me that there was a message.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I sent that, 3 hours ago.
Oh, geez.
Okay. right when we hopped on. But, yeah, and what it was annoying because nothing ever resolved that issue. It just started... You started being able to hear me. That was pretty annoying. I don't get it.
Anyways, what do you got?
A little bit of leftover, the last little bit of my iced latte here, tail end, because we've been talking here for a little bit. Made this, brewed this espresso fresh in my new espresso machine that Santa got for me.
Looks like diarrhea, but
it does not. What the heck, man? What kind of diarrhea are you having?
I'm just saying it looks like it.
It does not. Sorry. This is regular iced latte, and it's very good. I made it with oat milk, the Barista Blend by Califia. It's very, very good. Very good. Would recommend if you like oat milk. So, anyway, I digress. I have that, and then I also got... Hey, what?
I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, I said it was the oat milk
Barista I understood blend. The oat milk, and that was it.
Oh, yeah, it was the Barista Blend oat milk by Califia Farms. It's very good.
Okay.
Am I?
Is Barista Blend the name of the,
It's
coffee?
The type, it's like, no. That's the type of milk that I put into my espresso to make my latte.
Here's the thing, because I know, I guarantee you there's plenty of people that have no idea that what you just said was an actual thing.
I could have
There's
made
a lot
up.
Of people on my page over here, and they're I'm glad that Nate said something.
Yeah. I need to be held accountable for what comes out of my mouth. It's one of those things. Yeah, it's a specific type of oat milk that I'm assuming... I'd probably just go back to buy my regular oat milk because it is kind of expensive. But I'm assuming it, works better with lattes and, it steams better. It froths better in the steamer. But, yeah, it's an oat milk that they call the Barista Blend oat milk. It's extra creamy. You put it in your coffee. It's not coffee creamer. It's still just regular oat milk. But... Anyway,
okay.
Califia Farms is the brand. Barista Blend is the type of oat milk, and then oat milk is the milk.
Okay, cool.
And then I also got a Perrier pineapple flavor, is my my leisure beverage today.
Okay, what you want? I'm rocking.
You need to replace that water bottle.
That nice H2O. Why would I do that?
It's not a reusable bottle.
What do you mean it's not?
We've been had this discussion. You could reuse it, but it's not intended for that. It's a plastic. It's that
three
type
R's,
of plastic.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's all
it
I'm
does,
saying.
Oh, my gosh. I do appreciate you recycling and reusing and reducing. You know,
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying over here.
You're doing good. All
right. And so you got your H2O? You getting mad at me for practicing the three R's?
I'm not. I'm just saying, if you want to reuse the bottle, just get a reusable bottle.
Go out there and buy a new bottle is what you're saying.
Buy a one that's made for reusing. That one is made for single use.
But I've been using it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's been going good, that's right?
True. Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
I hate this. Okay, we ready?
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh, that was a crisp one. Oh. That's refreshing and bubbly.
Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good soup.
Good stuff. Hey, you know what we should talk about here?
Yeah.
At about, 50 minutes into the podcast.
It do be like that sometimes.
Hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. To be fair, it's the end of the year. It's the last podcast of 2023.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
It is. We have a lot to say.
Happy New Year, everybody. We have a lot to say.
Yes, I mean, we have a lot to say.
Yeah, we do be saying a lot.
A lot of feedback I got, which, by the way, if anybody wants to give us feedback about the podcast, just send us a DM, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can send me a personal DM. Real Breaking Nate. Send me a DM. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. I promise I won't hate you. We're trying to evolve, make the podcast better as we go into 2024. So just even the littlest thing. There are some people that reached out, a good amount of people last week. And I haven't responded to everybody, but know that I have seen them, and I am taking your things serious that you mentioned.
Taking notes.
I do appreciate it. One of those was that the soundboard was too loud, so that's why I lowered it.
Yeah.
And then I raised it back up because Danny said it was too quiet.
You threw me for a curveball because I didn't know about this comment. I didn't hear anything about it. Glad we got it resolved.
But you know what? You know what would be fun to figure out?
Mm-hmm.
What caught everybody's attention? Every single person in this world, what caught everybody's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, what's popping off at the Pokemon Center?
Everybody. There's some stuff popping off.
That would have been a good time to play that.
Bah, bah, bah. All right.
I think I retired that sound, though.
Oh, man. It's on the backup board. Yeah. Thank you. That's good.
Yeah, maybe we could use that.
Shout out Backstreet Boys.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Pokemon Center.
We got a couple of new. One thing that's super cute, and this feels a little random. I don't know if this is. It feels like this would come out with other things, but it's just by itself. The Pokemon Charming Expressions ceramic ring dish with Pikachu's face on it.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
It almost reminds me of Zupals. You remember Zupals?
The plates?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same shape as the Zupals plates, but this one, I don't know if you can set stuff on the ears or not. It's not like divoted in where you can put little sauce or little peas in there or something.
Right.
But it is like a really cute dish that's got Pikachu's face as like the bottom of this like kind of plate bowl duo. I say it's like a in between a plate and a bowl.
Yeah, you're supposed to put your rings and jewelry, whatever.
Oh, dude, I thought this was bigger. It's a little guy.
Yeah, just a little feller.
Oh, see, that's why they have the extra images of people using said item, because I genuinely thought that this was a dish. I understand the ring dish part now. I genuinely thought this was a dish that you would put some food item in. But no. Actually, that's such a cute idea.
Wait, you thought food was going in that?
Yeah. Based on the first image, you cannot see the size. Now I know it is small. I thought it was literally like ceramic dish sized. You know,
I can't
like
believe you thought food went in that. Okay.
Come on. What are you talking about? It looks like something you put food in. Like Zupals. That's what I'm saying. You know, this thing is tiny. It's 4.5 inches by 4 inches.
I will say, because it's supposed to go, we have the Valentine's drop, basically. The Valentine's drop happened on Pokemon Center, and I feel like maybe Pikachu is an odd choice for that one.
Yeah, I think based on the other stuff that came out,
Like, I feel like Jigglypuff is probably more of a one that you would go with.
I will agree with that. Yeah, something that goes with the whole, like, it looks like they have Sylveon on some of this stuff. Jigglypuff, because Jigglypuff is round, too. That makes so much sense. The Jigglypuff would get the little dish.
I think maybe missed opportunity on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how frequently they would release an item like this. So maybe in their head, they're like, or when they were, like, concepting it, they're like, okay, well, this isn't, like, a super common item for us to make, so why don't we make our mascot be like the one ring dish that exists, unless there's a bunch of other little ring storage things.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you though. I think Jigglypuff, especially because it's on the rest of the stuff, would have made a great choice for that.
It's round. It's pink. Would have been nice.
It's cute. But we got the ring dish, which we now know is four rings, and it's not for putting food on. I genuinely just looked at the picture and I was like, ooh, little plate, little bowl.
It'd be funny if you just ordered it not even knowing it was a ring dish.
I mean, when you click it, I would have eventually figured it out, but yeah, that would be great.
Would you have?
I'd be like, oh, $15 for a nice little plate bowl thing. That's great. Good deal.
This is so nostalgic. I'm going to order it for funsies.
Zoop House. Yeah. So we got the ring dish, and then there's also... This
$14.99
is all like,
on that one.
Yeah, $14.99. Good deal, but it is little guy. Just a little guy.
It won't get you that free shipping.
Dude, you could put some little salsa in there if you wanted to.
Use it as a salsa plate? Or if you're like obsessed with ranch, this could be like your ranch dipping.
That could honestly be a little ranch dipping sauce thing. Oh my God.
I say that we officially rename this like the ranch dipping sauce.
Container.
That's container, so dish.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay, so yeah, they have that, and then there's a greeting card, the Pokemon Charming Expressions pins and greeting card, which has, how many pins are in there, too? Hold on, I can't see. You see the pin? Yeah, there's two pins in there.
Yeah, there's two, yeah.
Pikachu and a Jigglypuff, and the Jigglypuff has a music note on it. Pikachu's got a lightning bolt. They make, like, a heart, like, the background of them makes, like, a heart together, so, I don't know, that's kind of cute, like... You know, you get that with somebody, you know, you love interest, and you both have half of the pin to bring the heart, you know, a little, like a friendship.
It could go to a friend.
Yeah, it could go to a friend, yeah, as well.
Yeah, you can love your friend.
With a heart on it. I'm just saying because it's got the heart. Never mind. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I digress.
You can love more people than just your love interest, right?
Yeah.
Your friends.
Yeah. I was creating a scenario where you're like, oh, I got
a dog, a cat.
Yeah, you give half of the pin to the cat. And then you have the other half with the heart. Yeah.
And then somebody would be like, who has the other half? And you'd be like, my cat.
Actually, yeah, good point. All right. If I get a cat, I'm buying that for my cat. So there's also lounge pants with the Jigglypuff and Pikachu design. This is big Jigglypuff and Pikachu era right here.
It is.
I think it's just those two on. Oh, no, there's Togepi. Oh, there's music notes and Togepi on these lounge pants as well, like pajama pants. Very, very cute. Then you got your shirt, your standard black shirt with Jigglypuff and Pikachu on it.
Crew neck t-shirt.
Crew neck. And so the t-shirt is $25. And then the pants are $30. $29.99 if we're being exact.
Yeah. Plus tax.
Yeah. So what? Yeah, exactly. Then there's this pin, Charming Expressions pin box set 4-pack.
Ooh, 4 of them.
If you'd like the full sample. Oh, what was that?
I said 4 of them.
Bro, that, like, echoed in my ear. Like, in the back of my brain is where I heard that.
Really?
That was crazy.
Saying 4 of them. I don't know what's so funny about
that. I'm so confused. Okay,
you
anyway.
Said a 4-pack, and I said, yeah, 4 of them.
Did you not play the fart sound effect?
No, I really
didn't. Oh, my
didn't.
God. Maybe that was my headphones. I swear I'm not kidding because it did sound really weird. I heard the wet fart sound. It could have been a similar sound.
No, I really
sound.
Didn't.
That's crazy. Yeah, I really
thought
you played
I have the Pokemon Center page pulled up over the soundboard, so.
What? I'm going to have to go listen back because it was either my headphones on my end or like something weird happened. I don't know. That was really funny. It sounded like a weird fart.
No, it was.
Genuinely thought you were like, oh, there's 4 of them? Like a... Oh my gosh. Yeah, so there's Togepi, Jigglypuff, Sylveon, and Pikachu. I have to say, they're kind of hard to see based on the way that they outlined them in, I think it's like silver, but the pins themselves are like white and like a very, very light blue, like shades of light blue. So it's kind of hard to see what's on the pins.
I feel like they maybe have like a bright light shining on them.
Oh, in these when pictures. The photo's being taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even then, like, they have a couple of different... Oh, wait. Yeah, if you scroll all the way down, you see, like, toward the end of the images, there is one...
Oh, that's way better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the photographer did these dirty when they were doing the product shots. Never mind. Yeah, I think it depends on how you see them in the light. You can definitely see the outline of them better. But, yeah, there's four different pins. They all have, like, a different... Like, Sylveon's got a little bow on the balloons on the front. Pikachu's got a little thunderbolt. Togepi just got a heart, and then Jigglypuff's got that music note on the little balloons that are holding them up.
Oh, I thought real that was a ladle.
Ladle. It does look like a ladle. Like a really fancy ladle. Oh, my God.
And Jigglypuff has a ladle.
Yes, of course. Jigglypuff's iconic thing.
Ladle.
Ladle. Yeah. Lunch lady Jigglypuff. Ladle. Okay, and then on top of that, there's a few other clothing items. We got some other lounge pants in pink. Cute. For $30. We got Charming Expressions Tank Top Women for $20. And then we've also got Charming Expressions Lounge Shorts Women for $20. And they all have, like, ooh, you know, that similar style thing with Jigglypuff. Various right. characters. Yeah. It's cute.
I always... also, the I don't know if we mentioned the pin box set is $50.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. $50 for four pins. Yep.
Yeah, that's what... $13 a pin?
Some science. I would say $12.50 a pin.
$12.50 a pin, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a cool pin set for a love interest and or a friend who you want to give heart stuff to. Doesn't have to be a love interest. You can give that to anybody. Your cat.
This one can go to anybody as well?
Yeah. Anybody.
Are you gifting this to a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just lots of heart stuff. I say, you have my heart as a friend.
All right.
My friend. Yeah.
You have my heart. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Put a pin in it.
Cute. Okay, Nate, I
want to say that these dropped on the day before Christmas, I believe. Or maybe it was a couple days before Christmas. Either way, it was really, really close. I gotta say that I like the Valentine stuff, right? But I feel it looks kind of similar every year.
I was just gonna say that. Because somebody had gotten me something from a line of this like a couple years ago. And it, like, the color scheme is really similar. Like, I don't think it would be, you know, worth getting every year if you already got it one time.
Yeah. It feels like the same Pokemon are being used every single time. And it's like, I get it. There's probably not like a crazy amount of Pokemon that you could use for it. But I don't know. It just, I don't hate it, but I'm just saying it just looks similar as past years.
I agree. That's I mean, if this was I'm your saying. First time, yeah, seeing some stuff like this, you might want to jump on it. I think the Jigglypuff, I don't know if they did Jigglypuff in the past, though, to be honest. I'm not entirely sure, but... I think the design is cute.
If you click on the homepage, mm-hmm. if you click on that Valentine's banner, it'll actually bring up some of the past Valentine's stuff as well. Last year was Pikachu and Yamper was the two big ones. And then Sylveon was on some of the stuff for last year as well.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, the way that they do it where it's kind of like... like the lines are soft on the art and like it kind of blends in where it's mm-hmm. like you couldn't see it until it's like you're up close to it. Yeah, I think that's pretty iconic for the Valentine stuff.
Now, this isn't only last year and this year's. I wonder if they still have the other ones on here. Oh, yeah, they do.
Last Christmas,
oh, yeah.
I gave you my heart right the very next day. You gave it away.
Hey. This year. Christmas is what? Over. It's over.
I gave it to someone special.
You done? Can we?
Yeah, go. Come on. Let me have
I was
this.
Waiting for you to finish. I was letting you have your moment.
Dude, I couldn't. There's no way I could cut that one off. That one you need to see it through.
I'm just saying, if I was Howie Mandel on AGT, I don't know if I would I probably would hit that buzzer.
Bzz. Hey, the one that's the golden one that gets everybody that immediately
the X
wins.
One.
Yeah, no, that's the one with all the gold. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. That's really sweet of you.
Another one of the box sets from previous years in a heart shape was three pins. Yeah. And that one is Galarian Ponyta, Sylveon, and Pikachu.
Oh, yeah. See, they're picking like, I mean, they have overlap for sure.
Which is weird because that one's three pins and that one's also $50.
Oh, weird. Do they look like they're the same size / quality?
Kind of.
Hmm.
But I'm no manufacturer, so.
Yeah.
Here's another shirt with Jigglypuff on it and Sylveon.
Hmm. Interesting.
I feel like a lot of the stuff looks kind of sad. I mean, with Valentine's, right? Like, I guess there's only so much you can do.
I mean, yeah, but I think we got to have a word with the Valentine's committee. Say, hey, we got to spice it up a little bit.
And then
Valentine's Go Lisa Pod or something. A little Valentine's Giratina, you know?
Flabebe. A little Valentine's Flabebe.
Oh, wait, that'd be really cute.
And then another one of the pin box sets, a four pack. I think this maybe might have been 2020. It was Mew, Ditto, Pikachu, and Eevee.
Cute.
And they were all holding flowers.
Oh, Ditto was holding the flowers too?
Ditto was holding a flower.
Yeah. I love Ditto so much. He's just a blob.
Now the question is,
yeah,
some items on here. Did you purchase any of these items? Maybe a pin? Maybe a Zubly Zoo dish?
I don't see any Zoo Pals. Yeah. Zubly Zoo? How does this keep coming up, dude? We'll always be talking about Zubly Zoo.
I don't know. Did you order anything? That's the podcast. Big question.
Do you think I ordered anything? Big question.
There is a Zubly Zoo podcast I listen to, I'm not going to lie.
Actually?
Yeah.
It's still going?
Well, yeah, one of the original cast members hosts it. You know, it's one of those podcasts where they go through and rewatch.
The Med Declassified one.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's cool.
Do I think that you got anything?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, because you're gonna want that free shipping, right? You ain't just getting something to be getting something without that free shipping.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say you got nothing.
But you think it was contingent on the free shipping?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What do you think I would buy if the shipping was free?
If it was free,
mm-hmm.
You definitely would have bought your Zubly Zoo plate. And I think that's it. I don't think you're interested in any of the other stuff.
You would be correct. I didn't check out with anything.
Okay.
There's nothing in my cart, though, to be clear. The only item that I was considering purchasing would be the Zubly Zoo plate, but I did not see, obviously, if I didn't know the size of it, because I didn't look at any image of it besides the thumbnail one, I didn't know that that's what it was. I thought it was a regular plate. Now that I know that it's a ring plate, I think that's really cool. However, I do already have a full jewelry organizer kit that I keep all of my rings and earrings and necklaces on. And additionally, next
Tupperware?
To that, it's not a Tupperware. No, it's a full thing. It's a full thing. It's got a lot. I'll have to show you. It's actually pretty.
It's like a stackable Tupperware.
Thing. No, not a Tupperware. It's got a lot of cool things I can hang up on my necklaces, and it's got little spots for the rings. You know, like the little things that you put the ring in. The little poofy things that you put the rings
poofy
in.
Poofy things.
You know, there's a bunch of them that you can put the rings in between, you slide your rings in the little ring holder thing. Anyway, never mind.
Okay.
It's lost. Anyway, I already have a thing like that. And then additionally, I already have a side dish where I put my AirPods and all my extra stuff. It is super random. So I don't think I need that. I'd have to find a use for it almost. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on ranch? I'm just saying.
Genuinely? I could use this as a food You're right.
Can you imagine, like, when people came over and they're like, do you have any ranch? And then you just, like, deliver it to them. And all they're going to be able to see is the ears. They won't be able to see anything else.
Oh, my God. Until they consume the ranch. And then it's like a little treat when you get to the bottom and you eat all your ranch.
Yeah.
And it's just a Pikachu.
Hey, when you finish your ranch, there's a little treat for you under there.
Dude, yeah, a little treat. It's Pikachu. It's Pikachu. Oh, man, that's actually a really good idea. Like, because I have stuff that requires dipping sauces from time to time. Or, like, even, like, a little dish for, like, a little sweet treat. You know, a little bit of ice cream, a little something. You put it in a little dish like that? A little small guy?
I don't know if you put ice cream in here. It might be a little too small.
Well, not, like, I'm saying, like, a little, just a little guy. Like, a little one-serving little guy. A couple of things.
Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire sauce. I would put my Worcestershire sauce in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have some of that in my fridge. I used it for one recipe, and it's been sitting in there for, like, 4 years.
You might want to check the date on that.
I'm going to check it. I'm going to check it out. My Worcestershire
sauce. Do you not go through the fridge on, like, a weekly basis when it's time for trash day, and then you start looking at the dates on things and throwing it out?
I don't, like, plan time to do that, but I do every once in a while. I'm like, it's been a minute since I bought those fruits, huh? You know? Let me go check them out in there, you know? Yeah, no, I don't do that, like, on trash day or anything, but there will be a moment where I'm like, ah, man, it's been at least a couple weeks, and I should probably throw out stuff that's gross in here. I don't often have really gross stuff in there, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a pretty good system going. But I also, yeah, I, like, have my own set. I kind of have, like, a set stuff that I eat, and most stuff I just, like, don't buy if I'm not going to eat it all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm one individual. I'm not sharing it. Have I ever told you
this? You're not Sharon? Is that what you said?
I'm not Sharon.
Your name's not Sharon?
My name's not Sharon. Osborne.
Okay. Sharon!
Sharon! Anyway, what did you buy?
You got nothing.
I did not get any items. However, the ring dish did pique my interest. At this time, I will not be purchasing, though.
Okay. You know, Marie loves Eeveelutions, right?
Yeah.
Loves the Eeveelutions. Sylveon's also my favorite Eeveelution. So,
yeah.
You know, definitely some things I was like, oh, that's cute. We might need that in our house.
Mm-hmm.
But decided to take the old pass.
Yeah, I think
the old pass on for all this for me.
All of it. You didn't even get that Sylveon pin. The 4-pack.
Did not.
The 4-pack.
Did not.
Well,
I don't even know what to do with pins. Do you do anything with the Pokemon pins?
I do have a, like, I call it a shadow box, like a cork board thing that's like a framed cork board that I've been just, every time, I keep finding them in my home, my apartment. I guess they come in every collection box. So I just keep finding pins just randomly all over the place. And so every time I'm like, okay, I'll put it on my little cork board. So I've got this cork board going that's like slowly growing. And I'm just going to fill out that whole thing. I know when I had the Poke Cave back in Michigan, in the basement, I had a gigantic jar, like a huge glass jar just full of pins. So,
I've been looking for something unique to do with them.
Yeah. Ooh.
I've thought about the corkboard thing, but I'm trying to find just like a unique thing that I can do with these pins.
Yeah. I had once put all my pins on a bandana prior to the corkboard thing, so I just had a full size bandana that just had them on. That's obviously not sturdy at all, but like,
yeah,
it was a good way to store them and see them all at once. I feel like any unique thing is probably going to be a lot of effort, so you're going to have to mentally buckle up to like do something. You know what I mean? Like if you're trying to like,
yeah,
like you could make a Psyduck out of all the, like an outline of a Psyduck out of all the pins and put it on. You know what I mean? Like an art piece or something. Or, like, mm-hmm, use them in a way that it creates a larger image, like you see, like, Pikachu ears or something. Like, you make a Pikachu silhouette, like the 25th anniversary stuff, but out of all the pins you got. But then you got to sit there and, like, you know, make make art.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem. I do have this, I think maybe you might have it as well. TPCI, Pokemon Company International, a couple years ago sent over, it was the year of the 25th anniversary, that like frame that has all those pins on it. You got it up there?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have that one hanging up in our living room.
Oh,
and
cool.
I really like that. I really like that one. So something to where it's not just like, oh, here's a bunch of pins. Like that one like makes sense. It's like all the starters, it's 25th anniversary. So something like that.
You know,
I really like that.
Oh, this would require a lot, but if you had like a set of those pins that are your favorite, you could find a corresponding either art or Pokemon card that could be digitally like produced on that kind of sheet, and then you put the pin with it on the frame in like the spot. Like something where the background pairs with it. Because that one is like, it's literally 20, like a big 25 on there with like Pokemon colors. And then the, all the pins are just on there. So it's not like a corresponding thing to a specific spot. But I feel like if you wanted to make it like something custom where the background has something to do with the foreground or the, you know, the pin that's stuck in there. Yeah, you got some, there's something. You could get like a sprite, like a digital sprite of each of them printed onto a, like a big poster that could fit in a frame. And then you could put the little thing like next to the little sprite or the little whatever, you know. Something. There's a bunch of ideas.
I feel like maybe if I can dive into like maybe the Disney collector community, because the Disney pins are really big in that community, like really, really big, to where they're trading all the time. There's like trading events.
Trade alley.
I feel like somebody maybe in that community has come up with like a super, super awesome idea with the pins. So maybe take that idea and apply it to Pokemon in some way.
Yes. I feel like they probably, you could just get inspiration from that everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, even like definitely when we went to Disney, I think it was when we went to Disneyland together. Or well, at least like on the outside part of like the downtown. Oh, it might have been when I actually went into Disneyland. I don't remember. I've only been there once recently on the inside. But somebody had like their trading thing set up, but it was in like this kind of like briefcase thing that they like pulled open. And it was like a full briefcase with like all of them laid out in there on both sides, you know? And they had, like, multiple of them that they just, like, you know, had. I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Report
that. Yeah, that definitely was not when we went. Because we just went on the outskirts of Disney.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, where everybody can go in.
We didn't dive in. I need to text my parents back really quick because they're coming to stop by before they leave town.
Oh.
This is so exciting. So, give me a moment to respond to my mother.
Are they going to... stopping on the podcast?
Dude, do you want me to ask them if they want to stop in? They could be on.
They can. They're more than welcome to be on the podcast.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll say what's the recording.
I'll talk about random stuff as you're texting here. We did the Disneyland at Card Party, when we both did Card Party earlier this year in Sacramento. And I have to say...
Sacramento?
Wait, not Sacramento. What's
Anaheim?
Anaheim, that's
it. Yeah, it's close enough.
But we did that, and we were with Ando. So it was me, you, Ando, Marie, and I think that was it. No, Adam came.
Because Adam's his Disney awesome connoisseur. Adam. Yeah.
He came the second time with us. The first time he didn't, but the second time he came with us. And I will say that if I was to recap my year and I had to pick something, like a favorite this that you did this year, favorite this, right? I would say that when I laughed the hardest.
This story comes up, I feel like, so often for how silly it is.
My favorite moment this entire year of laughing the hardest was with Ando at Disneyland.
Inside.
It was...
Inside of
it was
Disney
it's one of those things that like I try to tell people this and like I cannot just get across like how funny it was
in
it's
the
just
moment.
One of those like you had to be there for it, you had to be there for it, because if we're literally in Starbucks, me and Ando are like I don't know why we're facing each other eating our churros, like we're literally
we're all
facing
just, like,
each other
in a little circle thing, like after
you guys were like off to the side talking, and me and Ando were just like looking at each other eating our churros, because you guys had came over and were like, why are you guys laughing so hard
about the mouse thing?
Yeah,
no, we were all there. There was a full group event that was in
so
on the mouse
maybe
story.
Like Ando and I were like in our own conversation and you guys
no we were all having the conversation, but you said it.
Are you sure?
Yeah we were all there.
I said it directly to Ando.
Yeah, we were all there for... Well, I don't know if everybody was there. I know for sure me, you, and Ando were there.
Either way, Ando and I are facing each other. I have no idea, like, why we're, like, face-to-face eating churros. And Ando's like, oh, we're getting crumbs everywhere. And I just, like, casually said, oh, don't worry about it. The mouse will get it. And then there was maybe like a 3 second pause of silence, and then Ando just goes,
the weirdest laugh of all time. Like the joke like he took got a it. Second, dude. Yeah, the joke.
He got
took
it and just thought it was the funniest thing. And then I started cracking up because Ando was laughing so hard, and I got to the point to where like I was drooling,
dude. You were
because
like
I was laughing so hard. I was crying and drooling because I was laughing so hard.
Oh my god, that was really good.
It was literally the funniest moment of my 2023.
This is so ridiculous, too, because it's, like, objectively, it's just a silly, offhanded remark, but his response to it was, like, so funny.
And also, keep in mind, it was, like, probably 11 p.m., or it was late.
Yeah, we were all tired. God. Dude, that was so good. I missed that.
I can't wait to see you again. Yeah. I can't wait to see you again, my friend.
We could do that at Disney World this time. Oh, by the way.
Oh, we could.
By the way, So I said, we're still recording. Do you want to say hi on the podcast? And my mom just responds, no.
Did you tell her I was here?
Yeah, she knows you're here. She knows you're here. What should I say? Nate's here? Come say hi.
Nate's here and he's sad.
Okay. Nate's here and he's sad. You don't want to... on the podcast. Okay, we'll see that gets her. We'll see if that gets her.
Okay. Well, that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No. We still got a few topics that we have to discuss and figure out what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Yeah. Is that it? We're not breaking the news because it's real breaking news.
Give it a switch up, right?
I think you forgot that you normally say something before I say real breaking news.
I figured just give it a little switch up.
Because we're not breaking the news. But that was the news thing I was waiting for the, you know, when we were talking about how we were on the news.
I was trying to give you a little bit more responsibility, but apparently you can't handle it.
Well, I just didn't. I didn't know. I wasn't prepared for that because I thought you would say the thing that you always say, and then I say the thing that I always say. But
I thought I could trust you with a little bit more responsibility. I see now that I can't, so I'm gonna have to ask you for your car keys.
We're not breaking the news. We're simply discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Why would you take my car keys? Why would you take my car keys?
That's what happened. Like when you were a teenager, you got in trouble.
Oh, it took away the keys.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I thought I could trust you.
I don't think I ever had that happen. Actually, I think
you know what, I didn't either.
Yeah, it's so weird because I like, didn't understand the reference. Because I think like we got grounded for random stuff, but I don't think we ever got the keys taken away.
I definitely had friends that like told me like, "Hey, I can't hang out. My parents took away my keys
because I did something. Yeah, I did did something bad. No, I got my keys taken away. That sucks.
I got a B+ on my math test.
It do be like that. Not a B+. It's pretty good. All right, what we got to talk about? We got a couple of things.
I was happy with a D+.
Yeah, it was. I already told you I was a nerd. I was straight A's, dog.
Yeah, not me. Not me at all.
I love learning. I love knowledge. I be in the books, dude.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you learn to be quiet? I got you on that one.
It's just us two on this podcast. If I be quiet, then you have to talk the whole time.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You apologize right now.
No, I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. Because, you know, like sometimes like you sing and it just like you don't sing just like one line. You sing the entire chorus and bridge and verse.
No, you gotta see it through. I'm telling you, it wouldn't be right if I cut it off because it feels like you're like, oh yeah, you didn't finish the song part that you were singing. Where are you? Yeah. And I'm so sorry.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you can't.
You have to finish the rest.
Just
of
Just one line. And then we're done.
And I'm so sorry because then the audience is also like, I will not again. I barely heard that one. I was like, what? My people, the Blinks. I have to do that. I don't know. It's in my blood. It's in my DNA. I will not let that slide.
That's why I love you, all right? I appreciate you. You're a great friend. I know I can always count on you to finish any song.
If I know the lyrics.
At all.
Yeah.
If you know the lyrics, right?
Yeah. And if I don't, I'll still try and I'll just say random things or make sounds that are in the same tone.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, we've got Pokemon TCG stuff. We got Pokemon Sleep stuff. We got Pokemon Go stuff. What order do we want to? What do we want to tackle this? Pokemon TCG first. Pokemon Go first.
I say TCG last.
Pokemon TCG last. Yes, of course.
Let's talk about Go first.
Okay. Not to be confused with Go Fast. Go first.
Go first. Yeah. Go first is go what we're going to talk about.
Go fish.
All right. All right. Well, you know what? It is the end of the year, right? Mm-hmm. It's time to just wrap some things up.
Celebrate the time of the year. I didn't think you would be able to hear that. Dong! Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Did it chime in?
I just did that because I knew you would appreciate it, okay? Yeah,
thank you. Very good. It is
It is time to, you know, celebrate the end of the year. We made it through another entire year. Well, you know, hey, year's not over yet. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But it is time to celebrate a little bit, right? And Niantic's like, hey, we're here to help you celebrate Pokemon Go. We got some things for you. It's time for another event.
And there's like no lack of events on Pokemon Go. Like it's like honestly nonstop, I feel like.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Go. New Year's 2023. Woo-hoo. The event runs from January 1st to January 3rd. So not a lot of time to celebrate there. Not a lot of time. So if you're busy on Monday through Wednesday.
Too bad.
Too bad. But they will be adding a Ribbon, Jigglypuff, and Wigglytuff into the game.
They're so cute. This is giving Zoe two dots. Look at the little bow. It's so cute.
I got to pull up an image of it here.
Of the little ribbon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so precious.
It is.
It's
gosh. It's,
I feel like they just like base it off of her. Like that's Zoe right there.
I feel like we need to figure out if it really is based off of Zoe. Yeah. It has to be.
It really like it's really giving Zoe two dots. It's crazy. It's very precious. But then would they do the rest of them? What if they did the rest of them like the other Pokemon Go creators, you know? I don't know what iconic little thing they have, but.
Yeah, I think Zoe's got like the most iconic.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. That's funny. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have Zoe back on the podcast.
We should. Yeah. We should. Next Pokemon Go event, which is every single week.
We'll have Zoe back on. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Go Fest.
Ooh.
I would imagine that Zoe's coming over to LA for the Go Fest thing.
Oh,
right?
If she's coming over for that. Oh, she could be on in person. She could be
right,
here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, that'd
welcome
be
to
so
the conversation.
Fun. Oh, what?
Welcome to the conversation.
Oh, come on. No. Never mind. Okay. Yeah, we should ask her. That would actually be really fun.
Yeah. That'd be in February. I think we should.
Anyway, Pokemon Go New Year's celebration for the 2024 year. Bunch of Pokemon in various hats. Like they have New Year's outfits on, like top hats. Almost birthday hat. I guess it's just party hats. They look like birthday hats.
They could double as a birthday hat.
Yeah, a little birthday hat, a little party hat. Dude, Wurmple's is
Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Hoot Hoot, and Wurmple all wearing some nice party hats. Those are in one star raids. Not two star, but one stars. In three star raids, you're going to have Raticate, Nidorino, Gengar, and Wobbuffet all wearing party hats.
That's cute.
And, five-star raids, nobody's wearing a party hat in that one.
Aw, man.
They're not
it's
a fan.
Also, it's those big Ultra Beast guys, so they don't want to give Zerkatry a little hat for some reason.
Yeah. So Buzzwall is going to be in the Americas, Zerkatry is in Asia Pacific, and Faramosa is in Europe.
Dude, those could for sure have a cute little hat.
Oh, they could. They could.
Maybe next time.
But they decided no.
Maybe next.
But you know what? You can get a Pichu wearing a party hat inside of eggs. 7K Ooh. Eggs.
Look, and the Pichu one is all striped. Nate just left. Where did he go?
No, I'm back. I'm back. I shut the door.
Oh,
the
gosh. Door. Was your dog coming in or what?
Yeah, Evie always, like, bursts the door open. You know what? She hates when I close my door to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely hates it. Like there'll be times when she is downstairs on the other side of the house, literally on the other side of the house, and she'll hear me. Like I don't close my door; I close it to where it's like basically shut, but you can still mm-hmm. open it up if you're a dog.
Yeah,
right. She will get up out of her bed, run to my room on the other side of the house, run to the studio, and she will burst in with her head, and she'll, like, look around like this, and then she'll leave.
Oh, my gosh. That's really cute, but also
she
drama.
Hates the
like,
door
what?
Being closed.
For what? She wasn't even, that wasn't even her business. She wasn't even over there.
Right. So she's like, I told you, this door stays open.
All times.
At all times. She has to monitor.
Not just cracked. All the way open.
Yeah, all the way open.
What
so
the
she'll
heck?
Probably burst in, I would assume, here again, probably within the next 10 minutes.
Very good. I can't wait.
I'm a door closed type of person.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever room I go into, I like the door closed.
Oh, what? I feel like...
It says something about your personality, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah. I keep the doors open generally. I'm trying to think, like, when I had roommates and stuff, though, like... No, I would leave it open unless I was recording. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I leave it open. Interesting. I never even thought about it.
I think it's a privacy thing, and you just feel comfort and safety when the door is closed.
Yeah, somebody can see you pick your nose and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't need anybody seeing me pick my nose.
Get big boogers. Yeah. Right.
I got this whole crowd behind me watching.
Yeah.
Triple up the Psyduck, the Ditto.
Everybody's I do there. Sometimes feel like I'm being watched as well. That Psyduck's eyes follow you around like a painting, dude. He's like always watching you. See him? Yeah.
Do you ever really feel like, do you ever go into one of those modes where like you legit feel like you're being watched?
By the plushes?
No, just no, not like by the plushes.
Oh, in like just a paranoia way, like in a spy way or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I think more than that, it would be like I'm worried that I'm being tracked, like is like somebody put something in my whatever on my car or like something like that, and I'm being tracked and I don't know about that too. That is more of a concern for me than like I'm being watched by like, you know, some private investigator, like some stalker or something.
Yeah, I'm just talking just like overall, like whatever it may be, just that feeling of being watched.
Dude, I hate that. That's like a going crazy side effect, I think.
I don't know if it's going crazy. I think it's just like a legit concern, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because anymore, it's like we're in this technology era. There's just so much technology, right? That it's impossible to just know how everything works that you own in your house. And so sometimes I just like get worried. I'm like, can somebody see in like one of the cameras that I have in the house?
Yeah. Okay, I understand. Yeah. Because if I have my webcam and stuff, I'll normally flip down the little privacy screen thing on it. But, so it's like one of those things where it's like, even if it doesn't have the light on that says that it's recording or that it's active, like it could still be getting used for, if there's some cyber thing going on or like whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good point.
I get worried about it.
So it's more of like a digital, like being watched from afar via something in your space rather than somebody actually. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a legitimate concern. So, yeah, like the Ring cameras and stuff or like the indoor, like the, security cameras. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see in movies and stuff, those get hacked by like people, you know, trying to do whatever, sneak in and steal the gems.
Like a
10-year-old
hacks them.
Yeah.
And like...
yeah, some kid in the backseat of a van is hacking into the mainframe of whatever. The security footage thing. Yeah. No, I think it's
I don't keep my webcam plugged in.
Really?
I keep it unplugged. The only time I plug it in is like if I got to do some sort of meeting or if I, you know, do the podcast.
Yeah.
That's literally
I didn't know that. Yeah, I feel like it's for me, I don't think I have anything that somebody would need to monitor. Like in a way where it's like, why would somebody randomly be monitoring my webcam that's in my office? They're just gonna see me sit here and stare at a screen and like,
but yeah, you know? Like that's the thing, it's like why do people do things that they do, right? Am I getting you paranoid like a little bit now?
No, I'm just like, this is too, that's too much. There's too much to think about, I think, is what it
right
is.
No, there
you
is.
Think about
there
it
is.
For too
absolutely.
Long I guess that's when you start being yeah,
I don't think about this stuff for too long, but it just like randomly comes up. Like, maybe it's a shower thought, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the shower and I think about random things, and then I get out of the shower and I don't think about it.
Yeah.
But I'm just in there because it's like solitude and I have to think about something.
Yeah. So think about who's spying on us through our security cameras.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go, New Year's event. I think that's pretty much, I mean, you just got like the new Pokemon, the shinies and stuff. There's a Darumaka hat. It's really cute. Do you see the little hat?
Yeah. Little hat guy. It's like one of the ones that like wrap around your head.
Yeah, that's actually super cute. I think that's adorable. They should make that IRL. I say that, and then I know I would not buy that because I would. Where would you wear? Like where would you wear that? It's so.
Do you remember they did make something like this?
Oh yeah, and
we both have them.
I own two of them.
Right, it's a Hatterene and a Litwick.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The Litwick hat is so fluffy too, but it's like so silly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any, I can't think of any practical use for it. Like, even like a costume party or something, it feels too silly for that.
I have it on my shelf. It's just like on display on my shelf. And it looks like a plush. Like, it literally just looks like a plush. You would never even know it's a hat.
Surprise, shorty!
There's also a special research task that you can purchase and take part in as well. And then, of course, you know, you get the usual things like, you know, the half egg hatch distance. All that kind of good stuff. But that is happening January 1st through January 3rd. Starts at 10 a.m. on January 1st, ends at 8 p.m. on January 3rd. Obviously, local time. Get yourself a Zoe Two Dots Jigglypuff.
The baby.
So.
It's so good.
Next up on the list.
Yeah.
We got Pokemon Sleep.
Yeah, I've been taking big sleeps.
I know we both are excited about. Both of us are on this Pokemon Sleep train hard.
It's such a silly game, unless you have
fallen off
dude.
The past week.
Nah, I've been in on it. I've been in on it. I've been getting my recipes done. I've been doing my thing.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you.
Yeah, dude. It's funny. I don't know if you've explained this game, because I feel like this is a game that not very many people know about outside of like our circle.
Yeah.
And so every time, because I'll be like, oh, it's time to feed my Snorlax, I have to then explain the entire concept of Pokemon Sleep to somebody. And it sounds very funny when you describe this game
to Yeah, because when you explain it, it doesn't sound like a game. Yeah. Or it doesn't sound like there's much to it.
And the overall objective, like, at least in my eyes, is like, okay, you like level up and then you like unlock more stuff. Like, it's not like an end goal. Like, it's like, let's see how far I can rank up and unlock more Pokemon and get more stuff and get more resources. Like, it's like kind of like a loop thing, but it doesn't, like, to the outside perspective, it's like, okay, so what's the point? It's like, yeah, you just play it, you grow your Snorlax, get some more Pokemon.
Right. Well, I mean, you can say that about anything, right? Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right? If you're not into it, then obviously there's going to be no point for you. But it is a fun, like, little time waster.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's, yeah, like you can get a lot more strategic about it.
You want to play something for, like, 5 minutes? That's a good thing to, like, pop in and check.
Right? Yeah. Like, I think for me, like, I just jump on, like, for breakfast, lunch, and then dinner time. Well, before bed. And, like,
it's anytime
like
you eat, sit down and play it.
Yeah. I don't do like practical, I think, times for meals anyway, but it is something that I notice. I'm like now actively thinking about in a way where I'm like, oh, did I remember to do that? Or, oh, what time is it? Did I remember to feed Snorlax before dinner? You know, like it's like one of those kind of things. But yeah, I'm still playing it quite a bit. I've been having a great
Snorlax
time.
Snorlax eats first. Yeah.
Iconic for don't forget it's not like these first. So there's a New Year's event for Pokemon Sleep as well. So Pokemon Go and Pokemon Sleep getting that New Year's treatment. So this one is
January.
Yeah, January 1st. This one's going the 1st of January through the 7th of January. Whereas the Christmas event actually was leading up to Christmas and it kind of ended actually on the day of Christmas on that Monday.
Yeah.
This one is like starting on the 1st and going until the following week. That's nice. So you get extra XP. Ooh, wait, that's going to be good. The EXP gained by Pokemon during the sleep sessions will be multiplied by 1.5 times during this event. So everybody's going to level up like crazy.
There you go.
Bonus sleep points every day.
200.
Dude, so it says, 200 every day. And then it says with a total of 24 sleep points given if you keep track of the sleep every day during this event. So literally all of them added together, I guess, like, I don't know how many per day include, like, on the, you know, the day of New Year's, if you do more or whatever, that adds up to 2024. That's really cute.
That's neat. I like that.
It's like when they did the Eevee Day thing and they gave you, like, the number for the Eevee or the, whatever it was, the number of the day or whatever it was,
Now you're going to have some Pokemon appearing more than usual.
Yeah.
Inside of this one, the Green Grass Isle. Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Pikachu. Different sleep styles appearing more. The Cyan Beach, we got Squirtle and Pikachu. The Taupe Hollow, we got Charmander. And Snowdrop Tundra, Snover and Abomasnow.
Ooh. That's cool. Lots of different Pokemon.
I feel like I'd just go to Green Grass Isle.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
All right, like if you're wanting some of these Pokemon that appear more than usual, why wouldn't you just go to the island that has, I don't know, all of them?
That definitely makes sense, and I think we're on the same page there. Yeah, they kind of distribute them a little different. But who knows? If you really wanted those other ones, maybe you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm a huge fan of Abomasnow. All right, get in on that.
Gotta have me an Abomasnow. Gotta have me an Abomasnow.
Yeah. I got on my team, I have a Blastoise that has been it was the first Pokemon that I caught. It has been on my team the whole time, and this thing is a tank. And I keep getting more, you know, candies and stuff, and so I keep leveling that Blastoise up, so I'm definitely going to try to get some more Squirtle candies.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then, Green Grass Isle.
That's where I'm at. Find me
or
there.
You could go to Cyan Beach and then bring down the kind of like the spawn rates of all of them. Like, maybe you end up with too many Charmanders on Green Grass Isle.
But
go to Cyan Beach, and it's just Squirtle and Pikachu.
Take your pick. Oh.
You see what I'm saying there? Yeah. You don't have to worry about running into that Bulbasaur or that Charmander.
That's so true. Actually, good point. Okay, I got some
Nobody
got
picks
some
decisions. Bulbasaur.
Yeah, that's poor Bulbasaur, dude. I feel like he gets left out every time. Feels bad.
Does.
By the way, my parents are waiting to go to... They're waiting outside, so...
Oh, are they coming in?
No, they're not coming in. They don't want to be on the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, so I said Nate's on the podcast. This is my mother. She's so sweet. She's so cute. But she does not understand technology, nor do I think she understood what I asked. So I was like, yeah, Nate's here on the podcast, and he's sad that you aren't, whatever we just said, sad that you aren't coming on or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, Nate's here in L.A.? So, no, he's on the podcast. We're on the podcast. Then she called me.
Yeah. We'll do some editing magic. You go take care of it, and we'll just edit that part out. We'll just edit it all out.
No. We should just wrap up the podcast. Let's do that. And then I'll go check.
But they're waiting outside.
No, they have a whole RV, and they're just probably sitting in there eating hors d'oeuvres. They're fine.
Oh, they're not in a rush?
No, they're just chilling.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fine. They said they were like, whatever. Yeah, whatever time. It's fine.
all right.
So, yeah, we can still talk. I mean, we have one last topic.
Yeah, last topic. So it's the biggest one out of all three of them.
Is it going to take us a long time? What do you mean?
It's a brand new set we got to talk about here. It's a brand new set.
They didn't drop any of the arts or anything.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Aside from the Ace Specs?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, we got Walking Wake, Gouging Fire, Raging Bolt, Fluttermane. Yeah, we got a lot. A lot right here.
Okay, I see them. I see. Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. As long as you're still good to do that, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I
thought you meant they dropped like the whole set. I see what you're saying. Okay.
I was just being respectful to your parents. I didn't want them to be waiting if they were waiting. So we got Wild Force and Cyber Judge, which is officially going to be releasing in Japan on the 26th, and this is going to give us some Pokemon that we have not seen in the TCG quite yet, but it'll all come to fruition once the set gets released. These two sets.
So exciting. Yeah, these are brand new Pokemon. Are these from the DLC or is this from an update? They're from an update.
This would be...
Yeah, they're from the update.
Is it from the update?
I mean, some of them... Oh, wait.
I thought it was DLC.
No, some of them are from the update. I think some of them might be from the DLC. I know Walking Wake was not introduced in the DLC. You know what? No, I don't even know anymore.
So Walking Wake and Iron Leaves.
Yes.
Walking Wake and Iron Leaves are like the two big ones, right? That are on the booster packs for this set. And they did debut in Indigo Disc.
Are you serious? They announced them that long ago and they just came out?
No, that was actually a short turnaround. That's a fast turnaround. So.
Wow. All right.
It's faster than usual.
Well, yeah, I didn't play through Indigo Disc all the way yet because that one just came out. But interesting. But,
I think one of the big things, though, that I want to get to is the Ace Specs are returning. And if you remember, A-Specs were around back in the black and white era for the TCG. And it was a short-lived thing. I think maybe 3-4 sets A-Specs were around. Kind of think of it as like amazing rares, right? You had a couple every single set, and it lasted for a few sets. Think of A-Specs as the same way. They are trainer cards, you know, such as Master Ball, Computer Search, Life Do, other random ones as well. But the thing is with A-Specs, and they look a little bit different, but you can only play one A-Spec per deck.
Yeah.
So it's not one deck per card. It's one per deck, period. So you have to pick the one that you really, really want to use. Yeah. And they introduced two of them already.
What?
That you can, yeah, two of them already that you can see. Neo Upper Energy and That's Prime fun. Catcher.
Yeah, these look great. And they completely changed the design. Like, they've got, like, the side thing that's still the same that says A-Spec along the side. But the color is pink. They're pink and, like, super... I don't know if this is a holographic pattern or if it's texture. Or I guess a combination of both.
It looks like
it has
texture.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, which is sick. If I remember correctly, the original A-Specs did not have texture. However, they had an incredible holographic pattern. So if these are going to be anything like that, I'm assuming the hollow... The hollow on those was, like, vertical, and I feel like I can see some of that on here, unless it's the texture. So maybe it'll have that, like, in common with the originals, too, where it had a sick hollow pattern. And then, yeah, these look, the design of these look insane. They look really cool.
And at least for the Japanese set, it does not appear that these are secret rares. Because it does fall within the, because there's 71 cards, right? And this one's 62. I'm looking at Prime Catcher.
Interesting.
So would not be a secret rare. So maybe that transfers over into the English version.
Yeah. So it just says for the little tag there at the bottom where it would say like SR or UR, it just says Ace, like ACE in pink. That's cool too. Yeah. I wonder if like in the Japanese ones, it's going to be like you get one per box, kind of like some of the other ones. But you get one per box in addition to your secret rare or whatever that you get one per box of anyway.
I think these would probably be like the equivalent of just like a regular ultra rare.
Yeah. With the EXs, same thing. If I remember with the black and white ones, I think they were slightly harder to pull than the ultra, like the EXs of that time.
I agree with you. I think they were.
But I mean, in some cases, it was like, you know, you could get A-Spec and be like, oh, cool, A-Spec. But I feel like I remember like you'd see that little bit of hollow and you'd be like, oh my gosh, I got an EX back there. And you'd be like, oh man, it's an A-Spec. Come on, man. An A-Spec. What am I going to do with this?
I got Life Do.
Yeah,
what am
exactly.
I gonna do with Life
Come
Do?
Come on, man. But yeah, that's cool that they're
reintroducing that. I don't even like
Mountain Dew. Nah, not the Life Dew. They initially announced that they were bringing these back at the World Championships during their closing ceremony. And so we heard about this a few months ago, and it's exciting that we're seeing it unfold now.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally seeing it, yeah.
For
example, this Prime Catcher, if you want to know why they're so good, it's because they are why they're you can only have one per deck. It's because they are really, really good. So as an example, Prime Catcher says switch in one of your opponent's benched Pokemon to the active spot. If you do, switch your active Pokemon with one of your benched Pokemon. So it's some good stuff.
Oh my god, and you get to pick in both instances. Like you get to swap whichever one you want. That's really nice.
Yeah, so that's a big help. It could be a game changer using something like that, for sure. If you do want to see images of any of these, you can head over to PokeBeach. You know, we love PokeBeach, fantastic website. Give them a visit. Show them some love. There's also some other cards that have been announced from these two sets, Wild Force and Cyber Judge, released on January 26th. We got Gouging Fire. This has been announced, which is, I think, Entei, basically.
Dude, this one, he looks so funky. Yeah, it's like the Entei, whatever, new
It looks like...
paradox
if,
thing.
It's like if you took Ho-Oh and Dude. Entei and morphed them together, this is what it would look like.
I agree. It's giving bird. It's giving bird, fire. Yeah, exactly. It's literally perfect. Ho-Oh and Entei combo.
We got a Walking Wake EX, which is, think, Suicune.
That one looks here. Sick.
You got Raging Bolt.
Hyoha.
Think Raikou on this one.
Yeah, you can't tell that thing, that his neck is so long. It's just
a long neck.
It's like snaked around. But those are all ancient Pokemon as well.
It's like one of those crazy straws.
Yeah, it's literally a crazy straw, but it's a Raikou. Look at how cool he looks. I really like the art on that one. Yeah, all three are ancient Pokemon, by the way. They're all in the one ancient themed set, I believe.
I think out of those three, I think I like the Gouging Fire the most.
Really? I like the Raging Bolt.
It's funky.
Raging Bolt.
Fluttermane.
Yeah.
Getting getting a card.
That's pretty cool.
Obviously, that's ancient as well. You got Explorer's Guidance, which is a trainer. Iron Leaves EX, which now we're getting into the future Pokemon.
Beep, bop.
Yep. Iron Leaves, kind of a boring design.
Yeah, it's just Virizion, but with like some robot stuff. Yeah, that one, I think it's like, I see what they're going for, but I think, I don't know. Yeah, it is.
We all agree that the ancient Pokemon look a lot cooler than the future Pokemon. Yeah. I think we're all on the same page with that one.
I think you got more room to like do whatever, like from the whole prehistoric, like all of our history, you know, there's like so much more to work with, I think, than stuff that you have to, you know, create that doesn't exist yet, like stuff from the future. So,
Plus, like, the future stuff is very simplistic, right? When you think future, you think simplistic, sleek type of designs. Yeah. Not a lot going on with them.
Right,
so.
Like metal and, like, tech-based. Yeah, it has to be, like, I see. That makes sense.
You got Iron Crown EX, Iron Boulder EX, Iron Thorns, which, you know, think Tyranitar for Iron Thorns.
Spooky.
You got Cryptomaniacs Deciphering.
Oh, ho, ho. That's the person that's hacking into the Wi-Fi. That is exactly the person that's doing it. And they look like they're like 10. Or like they're like 100. I can't really tell. No, that's like 10. It's a kid, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a kid with an old person
full
spirit.
Circle on the podcast.
Yeah, wow. Incredible.
And it does look cool with that like futuristic background look. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of like matches what's on the other part of that image too. That's cool.
And then also, you know, you got Koridon EX. These are actually in deck build sets. So those are not like in
the set?
Yeah, like in the set. These are in the decks. You got Great Tusk, Sandy Shocks, Screamtail, Maridon EX, Iron Hands, Iron Valiant, Iron Jugulus. And then the big one is an Ace Spec. And it's not a new A-Spec. It's a returning A-Spec from back in the Black and White era.
Wow.
It is the Master Ball A-Spec.
Let's go, Master Ball!
Which, if you are someone who keeps tabs on when Pokemon shoot up, Pokemon cards shoot up in value randomly.
This would be one.
This would be one. Like,
well, there is a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, so if you bought an A-Spec Master Ball last month, you could have got it pretty cheap. Now, if you want one, not so cheap.
Not so cheap.
And the reason why is because like you can use older versions of a card in a deck, right? So now this is coming back into standard rotation, so you can actually go back and use those cards that fell out of standard rotation. Yeah, so
from 10 years ago, you can use that Master Ball.
Exactly.
10 years prior. Which is a cooler design, I think, if you're like, you have all your new cards and you're like, pa, here's this one that, people may not see very often.
Exactly. I think that's more of a flex one, right?
Yeah.
You're like, look at this older one that I got.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Right here.
Absolutely unnecessary.
They both play the same.
Mm-hmm. Do the same thing.
But it is exciting to see Master Ball return.
Yeah, and with a new style of art once again on the card, like the A-Spec part of the card too. And it matches the Master Ball, actually, coincidentally. Like the color pink.
It does,
it matches the pink on the Master Ball too. It's cool.
It does. Yeah. You know what? I did not have an A-Spec Master Ball in my Pokemon card library, the first one. So it looks like now if I get one, it's going to end up costing a little bit more.
Yeah, pretty penny. What set was that in? Do you remember?
I do not know what set that was in.
Let me see if I can Google it. Plasma Blast. I think I completed that one. I think I have that one done. I probably just have it.
You got a Master Ball for trade there?
Nope. It's in my set, dog. Get your own. That's funny. Yeah.
Thought we were friends.
We are friends, but I only have one, so, and it's mine.
Well, it's if mine. I get, like, a newer one, no. can I trade you that one?
Mm-mm. No one's mine.
I'm just saying, like, if I had, like a Roaring Moon EX, you know, it was, like, my only one, I'd probably trade it.
Yeah. Well, you had one, and it wasn't your only one, so, you know. It is weird.
You don't know that. You don't know if
you
my
told
only
me that.
One or not.
You told me you that more assumed. Than once. What are you talking about? You told me that.
But that is it for the Cyber Judge and Wild Force releasing on January 26th. And if you remember earlier in the podcast, I said there's two sets releasing on the same day. Yes. Because there is. Because Paldean Fates also releases on January 26th. So if you're someone who likes to collect English versions, Japanese versions, there's a lot of sets releasing on that one day. Technically three.
Yeah.
Technically three sets.
I'm releasing overwhelmed. On that
day. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. But that is it for the podcast today. That's yeah. it. If you have any feedback, like always, like I said, send over a DM. I'm welcome to any feedback, whether it be good or bad. I promise I won't be mad. We're just literally trying to improve the podcast as we go into 2024. We got some great things in the works. We got a fantastic guest coming up. Should be in January. I'm excited about this one. We can't say who it is yet, but
top secret.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You've never seen this guest anywhere else on another podcast. Here first, a Shadowless podcast exclusive.
Exclusive look.
So, a lot of good things coming up for the podcast as we head into 2024. So the feedback definitely does help. And thank you to anybody who has sent feedback so far. We do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But that is it for today's episode of the podcast. If you are listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us back to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week right here on.
Hello?
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold says so.
Oh my God. Very sexy.
Not the triple threat.